Be seated.
The second scripture reading today is from Acts 16, 11 through 15. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place to pray. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Deb. We continue in the book of Acts. What a wonderful book it is. And I was just thinking about something this morning. You know, you and I as adults, when we have our children and we're watching them try to do something, and we're watching from up here and we're looking down at what they're doing and seeing that they're having trouble maybe putting a puzzle together or fixing something or doing something like that. And we can see from where we're at what needs to be done. But they can't see from where they're at, really, what needs to be done. Kind of the bird's eye view of something. And I wonder how so many times in our life we don't understand what's going on because we don't have a bird's eye view. Stuff happens, and we don't understand why it happens because we don't have a bird's eye view. It's like if you're standing on the bottom of a mountain, down in the valley, you can't even see the mountain. All you see is what's right there in front of you. You step way, 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 way back, and you could look up and see, ah, there's the mountain, the long view, the bird's eye view, the view from afar. You could see what's going on, but when you're right in it, when you're close up, you can't see. You can't see. I think in the text this morning, we're getting in the text a bird's eye view. Paul is getting a bird's eye view as this is being written. I have my doubts that Paul really knew what was going on when he was being prevented from going where he wanted to go. He wanted to go into Asia, and if you follow the map of his journeys, you see that where God was leading him was around Asia and going over to Macedonia instead of through where he wanted to go. And at the time, he probably couldn't understand because all he had was his view. God had the bird's eye view. You see, the close-up view, and you and I can't see what's coming, can we? When you're right there, and it's right in front of you, you're very limited as to what you can see. You can only see what's right there. It's a very limited view. We may not see the obstacles that are coming down the road that a bird's eye view could tell you what's coming. And maybe that's why God says, "I'd like you to go this way rather than this way." Or that's why this is happening right now in order to help you with whatever it is that's down the road that he can see from a bird's eye view, but I cannot see because I'm in it. I'm close up. I can't see it. Paul wanted to go to Asia in those first couple verses. He was convinced that's where he was supposed to go, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And he probably wondered why. Now, we're reading this after it happened. They're sharing this story with us. But I wonder what Paul was really thinking. Why can't I go do what I think I'm supposed to do? He didn't have the bird's eye view. At some point, he came to recognize, though, I'm not supposed to be going into Asia like I want to go. At some point, he recognized this was the Holy Spirit's doing. Sometimes that takes us a lot longer than others, doesn't it? I'm stubborn sometimes. And I want to push forward and do what I think I'm supposed to do. And God sometimes is saying, Dave. Other times I think he needs to go, Dave. You know? Because I've got this close up view and I know what I think I want. But God says, I've got a view of this, Dave, that you don't have. And he's telling you the same thing. I've got a view of things sometimes that you do not have. And so just trust me. Just trust me. I know what's best, even though you think you had a better plan and a better path. Paul wanted to go to Asia. It didn't work out. When do you recognize that? You see, in the text, we don't really know when he recognized that, except there was a point when he had this dream, this vision, when he knew he was supposed to go to Macedonia. You heard the vision. You heard it when it was shared with us here this morning. This vision. A vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, he could have gone more of a straight direction over to there, through Asia. But that's not where God wanted to go. For whatever reason, God didn't want him to go that way. You know, you and I do like the easiest route, don't we? The quickest way from point A to point B. And when I looked at the map, I thought, man alive. He could have gone, God, why can't you let my life be more of a rather than a. How many of you would rather go a little different way sometimes? But God has a bird's eye view. He sees things that we don't see. And he knows things that we don't know. And we have to just trust him with it, like Paul had to trust him with it. And finally, at one point during this, God gave Paul some clarity. Time that transpired, I don't know. But God gave him some clarity in verses 9 and 10 about this vision. This vision about going to Macedonia. This was a God thing that was going on here. And he just needed to trust him with it. That's a question that's arisen with me then. Is how do we know it's a God thing? How do you know it's a God thing? That's a tough question. But I think we can find answers to that of how we know it's a God thing. And I'm going to just lift up four things, and there's probably many, many more that you could come up with that would help us to understand, is this or is this not a God thing? For one, it really helps if we're in prayer about whatever it is that's coming up. Whatever it is that's coming next, it's really helpful if you and I are in prayer. Because if we're in prayer with God, if we're communing with God, then I am quite sure that God is going to help us to find the way to where we need to go. Now, it may be a different story if we are not in prayer, then we are not in tune with what God wants. And so we find ourselves doing those things we want to do instead. So I would say, how do we know it's a God thing? One thing I would encourage you to do is be in prayer, whatever the situation is. Whatever you're going through, whatever the struggle is, whatever answer it is that you need, whatever new direction you think it is that you need to go, prayer. Also, what really helps is being tuned into our relationship with God. How do we do that? Well, prayer is one thing. Being in God's Word is another way to know that. If you're in God's Word, then you're understanding how God operates. Even reading through the book of Acts, like you and I have been doing over these last several months, we're kind of seeing how God works in the church. In the early church, He works the same way in the church today, and we're starting to understand a little bit more about how God works. And this morning I'm learning that God's got that bird's eye view. Paul maybe didn't know what that was, but he had to trust him with it because he wanted to go this way, and God said, go this way instead. I think also what really helps is trusting Him. Trusting Him. Not trusting me, but trusting Him. That's probably the hardest part to all this, is trusting Him, because I kind of like to be in control a little bit. Kind of want to know, kind of want to have, don't you? Yeah, kind of, a little bit. I don't want this blind faith thing. Come on, God, I want to know a little bit of what's going on. Show me a little bit here. Show me some of what the future holds here. Show me a little bit of this picture here, because this is tough for me. But He's saying, trust me. If you're in prayer, if you're in God's Word, if you're working on your relationship with Him, trust should naturally follow. Just trust Him. Just trust Him. Paul had to trust Him. And there's something else I think we need to learn about this text this morning. It's this. And Deb was helping us with it when she was reading all those words, those places. He had a lot of stops along the way before he got to where God wanted him to go. Didn't he? Go here, they go here, they go here, they go here. God, I'm supposed to go to Macedonia. So just let me go to Macedonia. Our life is kind of that way, isn't it? It's a lot of stops along the way. And maybe we don't understand why we have to go here and then here and then here and then here to get to there. But God's just saying, trust me. Trust me. It looks maybe like it's a little off. It maybe looks like I don't know what I'm doing, but God says, just trust me. Paul's travels and our travels as well, all the different places he had to go in those few verses, finally to get to where God wanted him to be. Just trust Him. And you know, if you and I trust Him with that, as we're going through whatever journey in our life it is, because there's a lot of journey. Sometimes the journey is because of what's going on right now in our life, and so we have to walk a journey, whatever that journey is. But there'll be other journeys as well. That's not the only one. We need to trust Him with it. What God oftentimes shows us at some point down the road, like He showed Paul here, is results of trusting Him. If you and I would trust Him, He will ultimately show us the way and bring us the results that He wants for you and me in our life. What was the result here? Well, when he went where God had called him to go, he eventually got to where he needed to go, and they were praying out there, and then all of a sudden there was these women that came forward, and Lydia was one of them, and Lydia was a woman who loved God but didn't know this whole gospel story. She was a God worshiper, but Paul shared with her the whole message, the wholeness of the gospel, that Jesus is the answer. And Lydia said, if you consider me a believer, then I want you to stay with me. I want to be a part of this work. You see, God showed Paul the results. Here's why I told you to come to Macedonia. Lydia was one, perhaps of many, one of the reasons why I said, go to Macedonia. And you and I need to trust God with our journey too, whatever it is. It may take a while for God to show us what the reason was, but God will show us. Eventually, God will show us. I'm not a real patient guy. I sometimes don't have that kind of patience that I wish I could show you I had. But I need to learn it more and more in my life. I need to trust God more and more. Because I don't always get the quick meal like at McDonald's. Sometimes I have to sit and wait for it. Right? Sometimes we have to sit and wait for it. Trust God, because God has a bird's eye view of what's going on in your life and mine. And if you and I were to write a story of one of our journeys, maybe a few months after it happened, we could show something very similar to what Paul's showing us here. Say, God took me from here to here. God helped me to do this, and God led me to that, and God led me to this person, and God led me to trust Him more, and God did this. We look back, bird's eye view, you know? But at the present time, I don't have a bird's eye view. So what am I left to do? Just trust Him. Just trust Him. Why? Because God is trustworthy. He is always trustworthy. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for the bird's eye view that you showed Paul. And God, there are bird's eye views that you are showing us, and we may not see it right now. I'm sure there's several people here this morning that find themselves with a close-up view. The struggle is right there in front of me. That's all I can see. Can't see anything else because I'm right there. God is saying, trust me, I have a bird's eye view. I have the long view, and I know that you're going to get through whatever it is you're going to get through. Trust me with it. And you may have to stop here and here and here and here. Rather than going through Asia, you're going to have to go all the way around it. But trust me. If you trust me, I'll bring about exactly what you need. So God, help us to trust you this morning. And as we sing the closing song this morning, help that ring true in our hearts that God will take care of us. For it's in His precious name we do pray. Amen.